Did you ever go to a Detroit Pistons game when they played in Cobo Hall? Maybe you saw the Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix, or Bob Seger play there. If so, you'll hardly recognize the place now. Cobo is in the midst of a multi-year, multi-million dollar renovation. During his trip to the Detroit Auto Show, WKAR Scott Pohl had a look around with Cobo General Manager Tom Connors.
We've taken the building and completely gutted it, taken all the seats out, put in a mid-level floor, and the top half of that space is now this beautiful 40,000 square foot ballroom, very functional space, divisible in half, beautiful views of the river and up the river. Below that is another 25,000 square feet of new meeting room space, which was desperately needed, and they all open up to this beautiful atrium. 80-foot high arches and a floor-to-ceiling window overlooking the river in Canada. In addition, we've opened up a new cyber cafe adjacent to a food court selling Detroit specialty products, familiar Greek and Polish and Detroit-style pizza, and in the middle, a new 8,000-square-foot kitchen.
Lots of people will have fond memories of attending basketball games and concerts here. One feature that I like that will help people remember the old days, so to speak, is as we look up, you see the curved shape of what used to be the round Cobo Hall, Cobo Arena. It's a nice touch to help people remember the good old days.
Sure, it's a reference. Yeah, I think it's very skillfully done by both the architects and the construction team, because that is the actual roof of the old arena that now rests on these new girders and this transformed space we call the atrium lobby. And the arches are spectacular in themselves, marble clad, and the porcelain tile floor really gives off a unique and very different look to people who have been coming here in the past.
Now, the totality of the Cobo project, as I recall, is $299 million over something like 5 years. Where are we in that time frame?
Well, the project started 4 years ago when the Detroit Regional Convention Facilities Authority was founded. Those five members of that authority represent the city, the state, Macomb, Wayne, and Oakland County. And they, by legislation, they have to vote unanimously in everything they do. And in the 4 years they've been activated, they have done so. And it's a very, very short time to have planned, designed, bid out, and gotten 65% complete with the construction of a project this big, and we'll be finished in within the next 18 months.
What will be done in the next year?
We have the north wing of the building, which was renovated in 1989, that will get the next new look. In addition to the facade work, we'll take the interiors and the old Cobo carpet. Many have come to know and love is going to exit, and it'll be replaced by some of this beautiful material that we're looking at here today. And all the meeting rooms will get an upgrade similar to both in interior design and technical capability as the new meeting rooms that we built here in the old Cobo Hall Arena.
As it was originally planned, is this project on time and is it on budget?
It is going to be on budget. It's a budget-driven project, and that is one of the real accomplishments to date of the Detroit Regional Convention Facilities Authority. We will be on budget, and we will be on target to complete well in advance of the Super Bowl of Conventions, a convention for convention planners, the American Society of Association Executives, coming here in the summer of 2015.
Well, as we stand outside the former concert hall basketball venue, I'm listening very carefully. I can almost hear the strains of the saxophone on Bob Seger's Turn the Page as we stand here. It's fun to reminisce.
You hear the echoes. You hear the little basketball echo once in a while. Mayor Dave Bing, who has just recently retired, came in for one of the first tours of the space and was very pleased with what he saw. But you're right, there are some echoes of good times had by all back in the day here in the old Cobo Arena.